Chapter 27. Joe Breen preferred his old beat-up 68 GTO to Mike Frazetta's pearl-white caddy CTS coupe. The ride was velvety yet responsive, and sure, the caddy had a ridiculous glut of horsepower, but the engine hummed, dosing out the muscle so smoothly that you hardly had a sense of speed. It was like sitting in first class on a jetliner. You knew you were going more than 500 miles an hour, but it felt like you were on your living room sofa. Joe liked to feel the shifts, liked the strain of the engine, enjoyed the roar of it. Humming was for birds, not for engines. But he couldn't argue with Mike. It would have been too risky to drive the GTO back into paradise this soon after he'd killed the girl and snatched the boy. He usually wasn't big on regret, but he hated imagining Moira's reaction if she ever found out what a monster her lover could be. Moira was such a gentle and cultured girl. Just thinking about the sadness in the lass's eyes when he told her he'd have to be away for a few days nearly broke what little heart Joe Breen had remaining in his chest. Joe had no such heartbreak when it came to the man seated to his right. Vic Prado was a smug bastard, a smarmy shite, his Uncle Declan might have said. Joe shook his head as he thought about Vic. What, he wondered, did everyone see in this guy? Vic's charms had forever escaped Joe. Even as kids, when Mike and the other boys in the neighborhood followed Vic about as if he was the Pied Piper, Joe was at a loss to comprehend it. Was it that Vic was always the best athlete among the boys? Joe knew that sports was a measure by which most boys found their place in the world, but so was toughness. And by that measure, Joe should have had as big a following as Vic. Not one of the boys could touch Joe's willingness to fight older boys. Not one of them matched Joe's determination. It was true that Mike Frazetta had always admired Joe for that. "How do you do it, Breen?" Mike had once asked after Joe had kicked the shit out of Chicky Giardo, a guy 5 years older and half a foot taller. "You're going to get hit, Mike, and it's going to hurt. The trick is not caring that it hurts. The trick is making sure he knows that no matter how bad he hurts you, you're willing to hurt him worse, much worse. You hurt a few guys bad enough, no one wants a piece of you anymore." It was something Mike never forgot, and when he followed his dad into the family business, he took Joe along with him. That was another thing about Vic. He was a one-way kind of guy. His loyalty was to himself alone. The minute he knew he was getting out of Lowell, he dropped his old friends and never looked back. Joe detested Lorraine, and yeah, she had cheated on Vic with Mike, but Joe wasn't fooled. He knew that Vic was going to scrape Lorraine away like shit off his shoe, whether she had been faithful or not. She had just made it easier for Vic to do the inevitable. Everybody made it easy for Vic, until all of his investments went south and he showed up on Mike's doorstep with his hand out and an idea. It still burned Joe's ass that Mike hadn't made Vic crawl. If it had been up to Joe, he would have made Vic Prado beg and give his paw before he would have given the bastard a penny. But Mike had never got over his boyhood admiration for Vic, nor had he got past the guilt he felt for what had happened between himself and Lorraine that night all those years ago. Vic was a lot of things. Stupid wasn't one of them. Joe had to give Vic that much. Joe sat there and watched Vic use Mike's guilt to manipulate him into fronting him the money for his scheme. Yeah, the scheme had worked like a charm, at least until now, and everybody, including Joe Breen, had made a lot of money from it. Even the firms that had reluctantly gotten into bed with Vic's front company had profited like mad. Yet Joe had foreseen trouble from the moment Mike shook hands on the deal with Vic, and he had warned Mike about it from time to time. "It's just a fancy Ponzi scheme, boss. Sooner or later, Vic's going to run out of these asset firms, and then it's going to blow up in everybody's faces. Once you don't have one more Peter to pay the next Paul, the whole thing falls to shite." Mike would just laugh and pat Joe on the cheek. "You worry about me, Joe. That's great. But don't lose no sleep over it. Everything got a shelf life. The only stupid person is the one who don't know that and don't plan for it. I know it, and I got a plan for it." Joe wasn't buying it. There was too much money being made, and Joe had seen what greed did to men. They didn't like giving up the nipple if they didn't have to. Maybe the girl hadn't died for nothing, Joe thought, as he turned off the state road into paradise. Maybe his killing her would wake Mike up. Maybe get him to realize the shelf life on this scam was almost up. Yeah, Joe thought. Maybe she hadn't died for nothing. What are you smiling at, Joey? Vic said, noticing the cracked and cruel look on Breen's face. Mind your own affairs. Forget it. Try me. I don't think so, Vic. Whatever. Just drop me off anywhere along here. I have to make the call to set up the meeting for tomorrow.
I should come in with you to the meeting, Joe said.
No, you heard Mike. We can't spook this guy, and we can't get Jesse Stone suspicious. That's why Gino and Carla were back in Boston. You just leave me here. I'll call you afterwards and let you know where the meeting is. Once I get the papers signed, we can kick the kid loose and get back to business.
Where are you staying? Joe said.
Not where Salter's staying.
That's not an answer, Vic.
It's the only one you're going to get. I'll call you about the meeting. Pull over.
I don't like it.
Have you ever liked anything in your life, Joe?
Nah, Vic. For me, it's always been a choice between things I don't like and things I hate. You care to guess where you fit in on that scale?
Vic Prado just flashed his expensive smile at Joe and blew him a kiss. He got out of the caddy, not looking back to see Joe Breen make a gun of his right thumb and forefinger. Joe aimed the finger pistol square at the back of Vic's head and pulled the trigger.